أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد آل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا حسن ابن علي المجتبى السلام عليك يا علي ابن موسى الرضا السلام عليكم and welcome dear brothers and sisters, dear families, dear friends, dear students, dear teachers, dear old and dear young to SOQ's Thursday Family Night programs in the holy city of Qom. We are honored to be gathered here tonight commemorating the passing anniversary of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and the martyrdom anniversaries of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, alayhi salam, and Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha, alayhi salam. Of course, we are also gathered here once again in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters who are facing a very real, terrifying, and shocking genocide in the present day. Once again, we are gathered here in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters who are facing a very shocking and horrifying genocide. So many countless people have been murdered. Of course, it is now 11 months into this genocide of a whole nation of men, of women, and of children. A minimum of 40,861 people have been murdered and martyred so far. Of course, the overwhelming majority being women and children. Innocent men, women, and children being murdered on a daily basis. Well over 90,000 people have been injured. There are thousands of orphans. There are thousands that are still buried under the rubble. A polio epidemic, which is about to explode in the Gaza Strip. And not only this, now we see that after this genocide of the Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip, that the Zionist entity has begun an onslaught on the West Bank. And so now we are hearing of reports of men, women, and children being killed, being martyred, being murdered in the West Bank as well. The people of the world overwhelmingly are demanding a ceasefire. And despite this, the arrogant powers of the world and the leaders of the arrogant powers continue to not allow a ceasefire to occur, but rather are fueling the flames of this genocide. It was reported that the United States of America has sent its 500th airlift of weapons. So this is the 500th time that the United States has sent weapons to the Zionist entity via airplanes. This is apart from the hundreds of shipments of arms that they have done via ships, truly showing that an international order of the present day is broken. The only way to fix it is the reappearance of the Imam of the time. May Allah hasten his reappearance. As we continue on to the recitation of Ziyarat Ashura, please remember our brothers and sisters all across the world, especially in the lands of Palestine, but also across the world. Floods have hit, for example, Bangladesh. Many people have lost their homes. And all across the Islamic world, all across the world in general, may Allah help and protect our oppressed brothers and sisters. Please remember our brothers Muzammil Zaidi, Asim Naqvi, and Daniel Himani in your prayers as well. May Allah give strength and courage to their families. Before we continue, there's a request for Surah Fatiha, three times Surah Ikhlas, for all of the ulama of the past, of course, including but not limited to Imam Ruhullah Khomeini and Ayatollah Taqi Behjat, Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, Ayatollah Hassanzadeh Amoli, Ayatollah Shahabadi, all of the ulama of the past, and the ulama there are also Shuhada, Shahid Raisi, Shahid Murtaza Mutahari, Shahid Beheshti, Shahid Bahunar, all of the ulama that are also Shuhada, of course, all of the Shuhada as well, Shahid Haj Qasim Suleimani, Shahid Abu Mahdi Al-Muhandis, all of our marhumin, those, the marhumin of all the believers across the world, as well as tonight's sponsors with a Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Of course, for all of the brothers and sisters that were blessed with being able to attend the Arba'een of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your ziyarat, accepts all of your amal, your actions, and accepts all of your du'as that you did in this year's Arba'een. And of course, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again invites us next year to the Arba'een of Imam Hussein alayhi salam with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Before we continue, again, we are gathered here commemorating the passing anniversary of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as well as the martyrdom anniversaries of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam and Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. We had some inserts in the beginning of the program, of course, because we are also gathered in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters. There's an interesting thing. If you do a little bit of research on the president of Colombia, he is one of those presidents. Of course, he's a non-Muslim, he's a Christian, but he is one of the few presidents who was the first people to blatantly and openly call out that what is happening to the Palestinian people is a genocide. He was one of the first presidents to do this. Colombia is one of the few countries at the forefront of cutting all ties with the Zionist regime. And what is interesting is that Colombia, before this Palestinian genocide occurred, was one of the countries who had a very strong relationship with Israel. But when they witnessed the atrocities and the crimes that were being committed against the Palestinian people, they have practically cut all of their relations. A few months ago, Colombia's president ended all diplomatic relations with the Zionist entity, saying that if Palestine dies, all of humanity dies as well.